Cambridge Radium. On a Saturday morning, Gavin, with you here until noon. I'm going to find out about a community orchestra. It's the Mawson Road Community Orchestra. Mawson Road, of course, just off Mill Road. There's lots of towns, even villages, that might have their community orchestra, but a street having a community orchestra. This sounds amazing. But to tell us a little bit more, its musical director joins us live in the studio. It's Michael Copley. Good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you've had a very distinguished musical career yourself, of course.
A rather strange musical career is the better way of describing it, I think.
Can you give us just a couple of quick highlights?
Okay, I came to Cambridge in the mid-70s to do a music degree, and quite soon I found myself busking with an accordion player because it was much more fun than going to lectures.
Yeah.
And to cut a long story very short, we ended up with a Deutsche Grammophon contract and touring the world doing silly arrangements of flute and accordion. So that's strange.
Well, it's brilliant. It's very, very sort of Cambridge thing.
Yeah, I think. It wasn't planned, it just happened, but it's been fun.
And so tell us a little bit about the background to this orchestra then. I think you've been going for about 13 years now, haven't you?
Yes. I've been living on Mawson Road for quite a while. In 2012, there was a jubilee party, in fact, on Mawson Road, and somebody knocked on my door and said, can I do anything? I don't bake cakes, anything like that. So I said, well, I can perhaps arrange some music. Is there anybody who plays instruments on the street? And we found about 12 who played instruments, about 5 of them who could play them properly. So I did some arrangements. Now, I don't know if anybody remembers that day, but it poured with rain for most of the day.
It was a dreary day, wasn't it?
And a camera crew from Look East was trying to find a party that wasn't sodden. And they found ours. So suddenly we were on the television and people thought we were a real orchestra. We weren't. Absolutely no way. But then we became a real orchestra because I think it was a ladies' barbershop quartet wanted a backing group. And so I had to do a few more arrangements and we went and did a backing group. And then I realised my way of doing things on pen and paper doesn't work very well if people are joining all the time. So I started using the Sibelius music notation system.
Yeah.
And that means that if, let's say, somebody turns up with a bass saxophone, rather than tearing up the score and starting again, I can just add a bass saxophone part. So from 12 people, 5 of whom could play, we're now up to about 50, I think.
Sorry about the other 7 in that.
No. One of them was a local kebab shop manager. I thought we'd be able to sing a Turkish song, and he was Turkish, but he couldn't sing in tune.
It's probably not a requirement if you go
absolutely not.
Now, I'm guessing that it's not actually a requirement to live on Mawson Road, but how are we sort of geographically focused?
Well, it used to be a requirement. We had a stern rule, live on Mawson Road. Then we just changed it by one word, live on Mawson Road, or somewhere else. It's Cambridge and some of the villages near Cambridge.
Yeah.
Actually, anybody who wants to come along is welcome.
And you're very flexible, aren't you, about the number of players you get for different sections, and presumably these challenges of balance in an orchestra, you have to overcome a lot of that through your own arranging, I guess.
Well, everything has to be arranged, because a normal orchestra would have, say, 2 or 3 flutes, oboes, pianos, and you can hire music
off the shelf,
But my feeling was nobody really wants to hear an amateur orchestra murdering Beethoven. And so the arrangements are all custom arrangements. And, for example, most orchestras would have a huge violin section, perhaps, and a couple of flutes. So we have 10 flutes and about 4 violins.
Yeah.
But so I arrange everything for what we've got. And that's a challenge, but it's a very enjoyable challenge.
And presumably you also sort of taper the difficulty of parts in relation to the experience.
Very much so. We have some extremely good soloists in the orchestra. For one, in this concert, for example, I've found perhaps the only piece ever written for 2 piccolos and orchestra. Now, we have 2 fantastic piccolo players, so it'll get its first performance in Cambridge.
Oh, what an amazing project. And so you can hear this orchestra next Saturday. So it's an event. It's taking place at St. John's Church, Hillsborough. They do some great music there at the church, just on this, on the corner of Blinko Grove, I think. So just tell us a bit more about the event and what we've got to look forward to.
Okay. Well, the event, it's predominantly classical with 1 or 2 slightly more unusual pieces. I think there are things like the Radetzky March by Strauss.
Yeah.
But also, I've dug up a lovely Ukrainian piece by composer Lysenko, Mykola Lysenko, who was a friend of Tchaikovsky's, but his music wasn't very popular with the Tsarist authorities because he was Ukrainian. And the concert is, in fact, in aid of a Ukrainian charity to help children, traumatised children, with music in the war zones. But also, we always do some unusual East European music. There'll be a recorder quartet playing to prove the recorder isn't the instrument of torture that most people think it is. And I'll be playing a straight piece, which is the first movement of the Vivaldi recorder concerto with the string section.
There was talk in the news, I think, the other week about how there's been the demise of the recorder in schools now, hasn't it? As the instrument that primary school kids pick up and play.
Well, I think it was always terribly unfair. I mean, people think 30 recorders playing together isn't very nice. I would agree. I concede that one. Imagine 30 saxes, 30 trumpets, you know.
Anything in that quantity. Yeah. And I think it's all boom whackers now, isn't it? Have you come across the boom whacker, or have you been tempted?
I once walked over one.
Excellent. So we've got lots to look forward to next Saturday, and presumably this just takes you hours, weeks, months to
Months is,
yeah.
But it's fun. I mean, one piece, I think one of the best pieces we've done by Marquez, who's a Mexican composer, and it's a piece I heard played years ago by the Venezuelan Youth Orchestra. And it was called Danzón, and that was absolutely great, full of Latin American rhythms. We have a really good percussion section.
Yeah.
So that kind of stuff, it's very popular with audiences and with the orchestra. It's a huge mixture of stuff.
And so after the concert on Saturday, do you start again then?
I've already started for the Christmas finale, which is...
Right.
I'll keep it as a secret until after the summer.
Oh, we'll have to get you back in December to find out more about that. But this is a really great eye-catching community initiative, having a sort of street community orchestra. And thanks for coming in to tell us about that this morning. So the concert's Saturday, the 7th of June, 2025, at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7. You can get tickets off ticketsource.co.uk/MRCO. That's Mawson Road Community Orchestra. Under 16s are free. Anything else we need to big up about the event?
Well, for future, for any string or brass players who would rather play in an orchestra on a Sunday evening rather than watching the telly, please get in touch.
Oh, so it's Sunday. Where do you rehearse?
We rehearse at the church where the concert takes place between 5 and 7 on Sundays.
Right, and which instruments are you most in need of?
Let's say we aren't in need of flutes because we have 10 of them. Violins, violas, a brass in particular.
Okay, so if you play a bit of brass
or percussion as well.
Yeah, if you play a viola or a brass instrument,
viola.
you'll be
players are like gold.
Manna from heaven. Yes. in your orchestra. Well, good luck with the event next week and for raising money for a really worthwhile cause. And we'll hopefully hear from you again near Christmas about the Christmas event. Michael Copley, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Huge pleasure. Thanks very much.